Amen. Well, don't hold back. And that's a nice segue to our guest speaker we've been talking about for the last several weeks. Good friend of mine, been here over, now I found out, over 13 years, coming over here periodically to our church. And so I would like to, in fact, we would like to welcome our good friend and minister, Bob Harrison!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, band, stay here for just a moment. I travel all over the world. My American Airlines card says 9 million miles. And I have an opportunity to sit in all types of services. And I just want to tell you the level of excellence in this church and the anointing that this group brings forth is absolutely incredible. And and it's one thing to applaud and say thank you, but I just felt as I was sitting here to do something else. We have a series that's available on the table if you want to get it. It's called Great Multitude. It's my number one selling series, and we teach people how in a short period of time to go from empty nets to net breaking increase. And it's a story of some fishermen who fished all night and caught nothing. In that same 24-hour period, had the greatest catch of their life. And if you want to get it, it's 7 hours of teaching, 6 CDs, and a download. We have it available in the back. $89 is retail price on the website today. It's for $69. Or we have it available on a download card. I don't know if you're familiar with these. These are the hottest thing out there now. You go to the website, and you punch it in, put in the code, and it downloads like a song, like Ingeborg Humperdinck, in your iPad or whatever you might be. And so if people don't want CDs, it's really great. And I just felt, you know, we sell these for, these are $57, but we discount them to $47 at meetings. But I just felt I want to give as a thank you to the entire praise team, the media crew, and to you guys. I want to give this away to you free. I don't have enough. We'll send it to you this week for everybody else. But you guys in particular, I wanted you to get yours today. And Phil, you are phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. I want to get your phone number. I think you've got a gig coming up with me, and we just don't know about it yet. Okay, we'll talk if that's okay. Yeah. Would you pass it on to... Thank you. Yeah. All right, thank you. Yeah, right. Nelson Mandela made a powerful statement, and I thought about it as I was preparing for today in light of your pastor and all the outreach that he's done to South Africa and how he continues to impact that nation. And he said, "You'll never accomplish big things if you're thinking small." Now, that saying can go right over you, but what he did say was this: if you're thinking small, big things are not going to happen. Or if they do happen, you'll go right back to the size of your thinking in a short period of time. That's why 80% of NFL football players within 5 years have declared bankruptcy. Because they've developed their physical skills, but they haven't increased their mental skills. So if you want to have a bigger life, you've got to go on a program of doing something to think bigger. Because your life will always conform to the size of your thinking. And part of that is we talk differently. People that are moving ahead, people that aren't stuck, they're talking about their dreams. They're talking about their future. They're talking about the positive things they're believing for. Losers, they're talking about all the problems and all the negatives, and they fail to recognize that death and life is in the power, not the tongue, our tongue. You got it. Our tongue. Your words create the environment you live in. I was privileged for 29 years to be an advisor to Kenneth Hagin. And I remember one time he talked about in the early years of ministry, they didn't have money to go to motels, so they stayed at pastors' houses when they would go to speak. And he talked about how he arrived at this one pastor's house. He walked in the door and he turned to his wife and he said, "They've just had a fight." He could tell, because of his spiritual sensitivity, when he walked into that room, the environment of the room in the invisible world, he could sense it. So those people now were trying to have a successful marriage, living in an environment of negative words. They failed to realize the words aren't this thing spoken. The words were created in an environment. And ever since then, I've come to realize one of the most important things I have to do in my life is create the environment that I want to live in the invisible world as well as the visible. And we do that by what we speak. So I think it'd be great today to start by creating an invisible environment of greater increase. So here's what we're going to do. I'd like you to stand for just a moment. We're going to do a little exercise. I believe in the power of exercise. Yeah. Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find three people and just say to them, I'm ready for fresh increase. I'm ready for fresh increase. Yeah, you are. Ready for fresh increase. Thank you. You can be seated. I tell you, you're alive. The early service needed coffee. I think, Pastor, for early service, you should have coffee out there in the lobby and maybe some things that get it in their veins so they can get it quicker. I mean, by the time we ended, they were coming alive. But when they first walked in here, oh, my goodness. I was looking for the ambulance that brought some of them. But yeah, you know, I love coffee. Coffee is kind of like a mental trigger for me. I don't even have to drink it; just smell it, and I'm getting, you know, waking up. But in Canada, I traveled with what was America's largest business success seminar company called Get Motivated, and we did a seminar in Vancouver. And man, I ordered a coffee there; it was horrible. And I realized I'm in Canada; that's English, so they know how to do tea, not coffee. You know. And I said to the lady, I said, ma'am, I said, this is, your sign says it's blended coffee. She said, well, yes, it's a blend of yesterday's and today's. I said, but it tastes like mud. She said, well, that's because it's fresh ground. But anyway, But it's just good to be in a city whose name I can pronounce. Whittier, that's so great. Just think if you lived in a town. A few weeks ago, I was speaking in South Florida. And we were speaking in a town called, we were driving down the freeway. And I said to the guy, there's our town. You know, I said, that's a sign that we got to turn. Opa-laka. Opa-laka. And the guy in the back seat said, no, it's not Opa-laka, it's Opa-laksha. And then the driver says, no, you're both wrong. It's Caribbean. It's Opa-laksha, like cha-cha-cha. So I'm going to speak in this town. I had no idea how to pronounce its name. But we stopped to get a snack, and I called the manager of the restaurant over and said, sir, I said, I'm very confused. Could you tell me exactly where am I? He looks at me kind of funny, and he says, Burger King. So I guess that's exactly where I was at. But it's so great to be in this church. I told your pastor, I said, I always feel so at home here. You know, this is a church, if I was going to do a 4 or 6-part series and want a live audience, I'd say, Pastor, can I come here? Because you're just the greatest people. There's such love here. And you're just so pull it out of a speaker that just your attitude causes a speaker to share things they weren't going to share just because of you. Wow. Which is created by them and their commitment to excellence. I hope you appreciate the incredible gift that God has placed in your midst. In fact, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Many of you know that our ministry speaks not only in the secular world and not only to churches, but we also have a segment of our ministry specifically geared to leaders, business owners, sales achievers, and people that want to go to higher levels of quickly. And one of the ways we mentor them and help them is through what we call increase events. And we have a 2-day one coming up down in Orlando in October, the end of October. But our big one this year, we're going to go back to Hawaii, our 36th event in Hawaii. And this year, we're going to the Ritz-Carlton. Now, you might think, I can't afford the Ritz-Carlton. That's why I'm here. Because the minute you say you can't afford something, it's not going to be a part of your life. Could you afford it if I got your room for a dollar a day? So it's not a matter of you can't afford it. See, I just have to get it down to where you're at. And so we negotiated with them. They had a group cancel, and we came in to fill that slot, did them a favor. We're getting Ritz-Carlton rooms for half price. So if you ever want to come to the Ritz, come when it's half price. Yeah, so anyway, it's going to be the March the 6th to the 9th, and it's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton. John Bevere is our featured speaker. We have 14 other speakers, 4 to 7 speakers a day, and we're done at 1 o'clock. So you get to enjoy Maui, and we have information back there. We have an early bird registration discount. At the end of the service, I mentioned to you our School of Increase pack. If you decide you want to get that, you get a half-price registration, which means that actually the School of Increase would be free. And so that's available if you want to get that and get the information on it. Or you can go to our website, increase.org, and get information on it. What is increase? Before we get started, let's define it. And then I want to share with you a nugget today that I believe could really impact your life. I'm going to talk to you today about how do you find your yes in a room full of no's.
That's a good one.
Increase is not a teaching about getting more money. Increase is a teaching about how to change the way you process input. Because when you change how you process what you hear and what you see and what you sense, you can hear a positive when others are hearing a negative. You can hear an opportunity when they're hearing a problem. Because, see, your response to most stimuli is determined before the stimuli happens. Let me say this again. How you respond to an event is normally determined before the event takes place. Because prior to that event, your conscious mind has told your subconscious mind, which is your instinctive reactions, how to react to that stimuli. And that's the way you react. Now, the problem is for most people, that subconscious has been programmed by what? Been programmed by negative people, negative environments, the scarcity people, fixed pipe thing. And so that is now part of our instincts. So we're here working real hard to have increase, and down here our instinctive reactions are decreased. We're working against ourselves. See, it's said that 50% of our belief system is in place by the time we're 5 years of age. Let me say that again. One half of the average person's belief system is in place by the time they're 5 years of age. That's why the words that are spoken into your children, the environment that they're in at school and at church is so critically important. That's why if you want to have kids that are going to be losers, let the TV and the games raise them and be their babysitters.
Well, that's it.
And then later on, you're going to wonder what happened. What happened was instead of you training them in the way that they should go, the media has been training them in the way that they should think, and that's the way they go. Because you were looking for a substitute, an easy way, an unpaid babysitter. That's one reason why I believe so much in this project that you're in. Because see, if one half of the average kid's belief system is in place by 5, how important it is to invest in children before they're 5. To put them in an increased thinking environment with new furniture and a new place, and so that when they walk in, they're thinking increased. They're thinking better than what they were raised in, better than what they just left. And it begins to speak to them. Pastor didn't even ask me to do this, but I'm telling you, some of you, you need to make an investment in the preschool facility. What can you put your money into that's going to last 100 years? Think about it. Because if you change their thinking, you've got their lifespan, plus the lifespan of their kids and their grandkids. You have at least 100 years you can impact history by investing in that facility. Plus, I believe if some of you would plant a year in seed of $5,000, $10,000, $25,000 to help them, I believe it would spur the greatest year of your life. 2018 would be a year of breakthroughs for you.
Wow.
So I just encourage you to do that. So let's go back to the story. So you hear a word, and we're pre-programmed that word. Okay, let me give you an example. A word that most people are programmed that is negative. If you're at the airport, this word to most people is a negative. oversold. Ladies and gentlemen, our flight today is oversold. Look at the audience. Look at the expressions on their face. Oh, no. Are we going to have a seat? Is the flight going to be delayed? If you're on United Airlines, are they going to drag us off the plane? So we have all, they're improving. Yeah. When you're that far down, you can only go up. Anyway, I'm sorry. Okay. So the word oversold is a negative. But to an increased thinker, we have an entirely different interpretation. Let me illustrate. I'm at LA Airport with my wife. We're due to catch a 5 o'clock flight on American to fly to Honolulu. We get in at 7:30. We're going to do a connecting flight at 9 o'clock. We have to change terminals, go to Hawaiian Air. We leave at 9:30. We're going to land at Kauai at 10. We're going to get our bags. That's 10:30. We're going to get to the hotel. That's 11. We're going to get to our room. That's 11:30 to 12. That doesn't sound so bad, except if you live in the Midwest, that's 4 a.m. So it's not a flight I wanted to take, but with our schedule, I had to. I'm sitting at LA Airport. First thing I do is increase people. They see things differently. Yeah. I looked around the waiting area and I saw there wasn't a chair to sit at. People would say, oh, I don't have a chair to sit at. Why don't they get more chairs? I looked at it and I say, oh my goodness, this plane could be oversold. Because to me, see, oversold has a different meaning. When I hear the word oversold, my definition of oversold is the airline is giving away money. Now, can you see a different reaction?
Yeah.
One, I'm going to lose my seat. Two, I'm going to get money.
All right.
So how I respond changes with my interpretation. How I feel changes with my interpretation. So I said, if they maybe are going to give away money, you don't know for sure. But if they're going to give away, Zig Ziglar says, success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. So you get prepared in case the opportunity comes, which means I wasn't looking for a seat. I was going to stand right next to the guy that was going to make the announcement. Just in case. And sure enough, he announces, ladies and gentlemen, our flight today to Honolulu is oversold. And we need 2 volunteers. And I said, here I am. He couldn't even finish the announcement because I was there. And I said, of course, depending on how much you're paying. And he said, I was thinking of offering $300 each. And I said, $300 for a long flight like that? He said, well, how about $500? Just like that, I got a $400 bump. He said, I'll give you $500 each. I'll give you $1,000 to wait 2 hours and catch the next flight to Honolulu. I'm just curious. I want to see how many of you are really increased thinkers. How many of you would wait 2 hours for $1,000? Oh, yeah, we got a group here. Yeah. Turn person next to me. I knew you were smart. But then I said, but wait a minute. If I catch the flight in 2 hours, I'm going to get to Honolulu at 9. That's an illegal connection for a 9:30 Hawaiian Air flight. I'm going to miss the connecting flight. I'm going to get stuck at Honolulu, have to go into town, get a hotel, come back. Oh, my goodness. I said, that's really inconvenient. Can't you do something else? He said, well, I'll tell you what. You're right. He said, I'll pay for you to stay at the LAX Westin Hotel tonight and put you on a flight in the morning. What did he just say? I want to give you more money because I can cancel my Hawaii room. They're going to pay for my LA room. I'm now up to $1,400, $1,500. I'm on a roll, baby. But then I said, but wait a minute. Why should I leave at 9 to go to Honolulu to change flights when you have a nonstop to Kauai at 9:30? He said, well, that's right, but I checked that, and all we have available on that flight are first-class seats. I said, that's fine. So I enjoyed a totally different experience. Why? Because prior to the announcement, catch this, prior to the announcement, I was already programmed to have a different reaction. That's what increase is all about. When you become an increased thinker, it's going to affect every area of your life. Listen what Harvey wrote me. Within 6 months, my income doubled. How many like to have your income double in 6 months? Well, you got to double your thinking. The income will follow your thinking.
Yes.
See, all right. Okay. But listen to what else. He said, relations. My wife and I are running around acting like two teenagers in love. Spiritual. I've gotten more involved in my church. Health. I've been totally cured of cancer and I lost 75 pounds. Wow. Wow. His whole life changed. Why? Because his thinking changed. You can even add longevity to your life. I want to show you one of my favorite pictures. I want to show you a picture of my mother on her 90th birthday. This is my mom at the age of 90. And to celebrate her birthday, we had a banquet with hundreds of people at the Marriott Hotel. And we ended it by having this big cake come in after a dance number. And then everybody's expecting mom to come on stage and, you know, say the 90th happy birthday. But instead of coming on stage, my mom jumped out of the cake. And to celebrate her birthday, my mother and I swam 90 laps in the pool together. She regularly swam 30 laps 3 times a week and drove around Laguna in a convertible. Why? Because increased thinkers, that affects every area of their life. And I want to share with you, well, I'm trying to think of time. Let me do Air Jamaica. We'll go ahead and do it. I want to get into the teaching, but I want you to catch this. I was speaking at a conference in Montego Bay, and it ended on Friday night. And then on Sunday, I had to speak in capital city, Kingston. To go between the two, I had to fly Air Jamaica. I got to the airport on Saturday morning to get on my Air Jamaica flight, put my bag in the scale, and the lady said, that'll be $50. And it startled me. And the reason it startled me was not because $50 is a lot of money, but I hadn't had anybody ask me to pay for a bag in so long, it took me by surprise. Because, see, part of increased thinking is not just you figure out how to get more money, you figure out how to save money.
Right.
So I'm always strategizing, you know, if I fly, you know, how can I not pay for a bag? So I fly United, I have a United credit card. And I hardly ever use it. But no, I'm just kidding. When I fly, I roasted you. When I fly United, I have a United card, so I get a free bag. I fly Delta, I get a free bag. When I fly American, because I'm a top-level flyer, I can check 3 bags free and I get 70 pounds, not 50. 200 pounds of luggage, 210 pounds of luggage.
Wow.
And now this lady's saying $50. Well, I got in my thoughts. I said, okay, just a minute. I said, I should have thought of that. And I pull out my credit card and I go to hand it to her. Now, let's go back to what I taught you earlier. My conscious mind is programmed to obey authority. I believe there's blessings when that's how you program yourself. You know, that you are the same person when you're seen and when you're not seen. There's not a double person that's living. The person that is anybody watching and the person that's somebody different when nobody's watching.
Good word.
So my mind is programmed to obey authority. So my conscious mind says, give her the card. But Kathy, you know this one. My subconscious mind is programmed, is there a deal?
Yeah.
Is there another way?
Yes.
Can you save money? Because it just goes around. That's the way you find deals, because it's just operating that way. And so my subconscious mind says, I'm handing her the card, and he says, pull it back. So I pull it back, and I said to her, by the way, I said, in America, we have certain airlines, such as the Alaska Airlines, if you want to know one of them. If you get to the airport, and they have empty first-class seats, you can upgrade at the gate for $50.
Yeah.
Or actually, when you check in, for $50. And I said, do you have a program like that? She said, oh, yes, we do. She said, if you want it, you can upgrade to first class for $50. I said, wow. I said, put 50 on my card. I am flying first class. Because I believe your environment has a lot to do with how you think and how you feel.
Right.
And if I'm going to speak, I want to have the best environment I can. So that's a good investment. Well, that's my rationalization. But anyway, so she charges $50, my card for the upgrade. I put it back in my wallet. And I said, by the way, first class passengers get free bags, right? She said, yes. Now catch this. This is increase. In the back, 6 across, crammed together, bought a coach ticket, paid $50 to check their bag. Up front, 2 of us, wide reclining seats. One flight attendant for two people. It was like a private jet. Better than a private jet. They don't have the wide seats. We're having a totally different experience. We bought a coach ticket, paid $50 for an upgrade instead of to check the bag. What separates those that are crammed in the back from those that are enjoying a different experience in the front? It wasn't the cost of the ticket. It wasn't their education. It wasn't how they were dressed. It wasn't their ethnic background. Only one thing separated those crammed in the back from those enjoying the front. Their thinking. And because they had a thinking for the same amount of money, now catch this, for the same amount of money, they were having a different experience. That's what increase is all about.
Yes.
It's not just about getting more money. It's about your experiences change in spite of the money you're making. Yeah. Let me see if you get this. I want you to picture the first class cabin for a minute. Have you seen the first class cabin? I hope so. Okay. If not, get a picture of one. Anyway. This airliner had 8 first-class seats. Can you see that? 8 of them? There's 2 of us up there, which what does that mean? 6 of them are empty, waiting for anybody in the back who would have a different thinking to come up and enjoy a different experience for free. The only thing that separates those from the back from the front is their thinking. That's what increase is all about. We spend a period of time, like you go on a diet if you want to lose weight, or the doctor might say you got to take this out of that because you got to get your cholesterol down and do this, and for a short period of time you change to get things under control. It's like going on a mental diet, and you go on that mental diet, and it changes the way, by changing your input, you change the way you think and the way you feel, and your life takes on a whole different dimension. So let's look at this one aspect today. I don't have time to do the whole teaching, but I want to at least get you this one, I think, very important thing. We're going to use the story out of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, you're familiar with the story. It talks about David and Goliath and all that. But before that happens, God speaks to the prophet Samuel. And he says, I want you to go to the house of Jesse. And I want you to anoint one of Jesse's sons. Now, mind you, one of Jesse's sons, just God could have just easily said, I want you to go and anoint the son named so-and-so. But he said, no, I want you to anoint one of Jesse's sons. So he's expecting the person to have spiritual discernment. He's given them the direction. He's given them the place. But he's not given them a specific target. I want you to go to the house of Jesse. And I want you to anoint one of his sons to be the next king of Israel. So the prophet arrives, and here's the scene. There's Jesse. There's 7 of his sons. Immediately his attention is drawn to the eldest son, and he goes over to anoint him to be the next king of Israel. And when he goes to anoint him, God says, stop! That's the wrong one. We could do 20 minutes, 30 minutes on this, but I want to at least take 2 minutes, 3 minutes. In the early years of trying to grow, probably one of the most important words is the word go. Go make as many appointments as you can. Go to the phone and make as many cold calls as you can. Go make as many contacts as you can. Go, 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 go. But the higher you go up the ladder of success, the less important the word go is, and the more important the word stop is. Because your success as you go up the ladder of success, the pyramid of success, is more determined by what you don't do than what you do do. Your time management changes. Your values are being reflected. I can't tell you how many leaders I know that have gotten to the top, and all of a sudden, one day, boom, because they didn't learn stop, their careers are over. And I'm not just talking about Weinstein. There's so many others even that I've known over the years. That in spite of all their talents and all their giftings and all their money and all their striving, they didn't learn stop. Think about it for just a moment. What if the prophet didn't recognize stop? Or what if he recognized it and ignored it? Like the voice was speaking, I know what I'm doing. Think about this. He would have anointed the wrong person to be the next king of Israel. What consequences would that have had? Think about it. If the wrong person was anointed the next king of Israel, David would have never fought Goliath. The Philistine army could have won the battle against the tribe of Israel. The whole nation could have gone into captivity because the wrong person was anointed the next king. All right, we're going to take a couple of minutes on this. Oh, no. Ignore that. I can't be a dad. I haven't even given my main point yet. My time is up. Is that all right? Are you okay if I go? Can I do 10? Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe let's just skip the trucks and the houses and we'll just go on to the teaching then. We'll come back to that another time. So he goes to the eldest son and God says, no. How do you react when you get a no? Particularly if you think you've got it all figured out and you know what you're doing. You get upset. You could go negative. You could quit. You could, you know, whatever. But the prophet immediately looks and he notices, oh, wait a minute. I was attracted to the eldest son, but there's six other options. Right. So he broadens his perspective and he says, oh, it must be one of the others. So he goes to son number two, no, three, no, four, no, five, no, six, no, seven, no. Now he's got a problem. And the problem is he's tried to anoint all seven sons and all seven God says no. What do you do and how to react when you've tried every possibility you know to try and all you get is a no? When all that's in the room is no's, what do you do? Do you quit? Do you cry? Do you yell? I'll tell you what most people do. They accept the no's as reality and they live the rest of their life in the room full of no's. And they conform their life to the reality that they see. But see, the problem that made it even worse was, in the Hebrew language, numbers have word meanings. And in the Hebrew language, the number seven means completion. It means that's all there is. 7 days in a week, that's all there is. Seven colors in a rainbow, that's all there is. And so he's thinking seven is all there is. But now we find out what's down in the inside of this prophet. If you want to know the real you, if you want to know the real person that's dating your son or your daughter or somebody who's around you, don't just pay attention to what they say when they're thinking. Listen to how they react in times of fear, in times of stress, in times of sudden change. Because they will bypass the conscious and down what's on the inside is going to come out and you'll find out what's there. Yeah. And in that moment of stress and not knowing what to do, out comes these words from the prophet. Not, oh, it's hopeless. Not, I made a mistake. The words are, do you have another son?
Yeah.
Is there a number eight? And number eight in the Hebrew language means transcending limitations, going beyond normal. Going beyond normal. That's why Jewish male babies are not circumcised at the hospital shortly after birth, but they are circumcised in a special ceremony on the eighth day after birth. Signifying we are raising a son that is not going to be normal. That's how ingrained this thinking is in their life. Is there another son? Yes, there's my son David. He's watching the sheep.
Yeah.
And they bring David into the room, and when David comes in the room, God says, that's him and David got anointed king. Here's what I want you to see out of this. What could they see, those in the room? All they saw was a seven no's. But in reality, there was an eight. There was another way, another answer, but it wasn't in the room full of the no's. It was outside the walls. They had to physically leave where they were and change locations in order to discover their answer. See, sometimes we're afraid to stay, leave where we are. I don't care how bad it is. We've gotten used to it. We know how to cope with it. We know how to deal with it. It's what we're familiar with. And that holds us inside these invisible walls or physical walls, let's say. And we live our life there. And all the time our answer is waiting for us outside of the walls. So sometimes we have to physically change where we are and to experience increase.
Amen.
Nestor, remember he was here when we were here before, and he was in Victorville, and he heard my teaching on what I do a teaching on. I call it location frustration. Location frustration is where means where you are and where you're trying to achieve. The environment is working against you, so you're frustrated not because you're not doing it right. You're frustrated because the location is wrong. You're trying to do miracles in Nazareth, and it's the wrong location. And he moved to the valley. And in the next year, his first year coming down into the basin, he made more money in the first 60 days than he made in the previous year.
Wow.
Why? He had to go out of the walls, leave what was comfortable, leave what was normal, and go to something new. Mm-hmm. But most of the time for us, it's not a physical wall, it's an invisible wall.
Amen.
An invisible wall that is created by fear, discomfort, feeling out of place. And we live our lives within that invisible wall because outside of the wall is unknown. Outside of the wall is, I don't feel like I belong. Outside of the wall is, I'm uncomfortable here. And so that wall holds us in where we are as much as a physical wall. And yet, by staying inside that invisible wall, we never find our yes. Because the yes doesn't enter the room, we have to go find it. We have to leave where we are to get our yes. So the first thing I want you to realize is you have to make a decision of temporary discomfort. You have to make a decision of trying something new. You have to make a decision of going out and believing that you're going to find answers outside of the normal area you are. But the second thing I want you to see is your answer is already there. David was there waiting for them. All the time they were looking at the nose and thinking the nose and not knowing what to do. Yes, is they, here I am, here I am, here I am. It's like the quarterback that throws an interception and all along there's a tight end running down there waving his hands and say, here I am, I got the game-winning touchdown. And instead, he throws an interception. And all the time, the tight end is saying, I'm here, I'm in the end zone. But we don't look, we don't see him. Your yes is waiting for you. I don't know what money you need today, but I want to tell you, it's already there.
Amen.
I don't know what relationship you need today, but I'm telling you, it's already there.
Amen.
I don't know what advice you need or whatever it might be, but it's already there. I don't know what contact you need to go to the next level. It's already there.
Amen.
But you're never going to find it until you get outside the walls. Until you make a decision, I'm not staying where I am any longer. I don't belong here. And I'm moving out outside these walls. And when you do that, your life is going to take on a whole different dimension. But this isn't just about you.
Yeah.
See, in life, and this is good for parents. In life, you do not reproduce what you say. Words are important. Words create the environment. For reproduction does not take place out of the mouth. You reproduce not what you say, you reproduce what you are. It's true in the physical world, you reproduce what you are, DNA. But it's true the way you live your life. So when you make a decision that you're not going to live in a room full of no's, when you make a decision that you're going to reach out and branch out and you're going to believe for a bigger life and a better life, you're not doing it just for you. You're doing it for the people that are around you. You're doing it for your kids. You're doing it for your grandkids. You're doing it for those people that you can influence. I shared in last service this example. It's a great story on influence. My main residence is in Palm Springs, La Quinta area, out in the valley. And for years, And then my other place is Tulsa, which is where our headquarters is. And for years, they were really frustrated in the area because they couldn't get a four-year public education university there. So if you graduated from community college and you wanted to pursue and get a junior or senior year or get a degree, you had to commute 60 minutes or more to San Bernardino each way, 2 hours commute, or to Riverside to continue your education. And it was very inconvenient. So the officials tried to get the University of California to do a campus. They said, no, it's not in the budget. No other cities need it more. You're not in the population base. Maybe in 10 years or 20 years we'll take a look at it. No. And all they got was a room full of no's. And people accepted that, except for two. Two increased thinkers. Think of this, the power of thinking. Two increased thinkers that wouldn't accept no. They believed there was a yes. They just had to get out and find it. So they invite the president of the University of California assistant to a luncheon with government and business dignitaries there. And they again say, what do we want a campus. No. It's not in the budget. And here they go. Question number one. Take them outside the walls. What if we gave you the land free? Then would you build us a university? Well, that would help, but the buildings would just cost too much. Oh, it's the buildings. Okay. What if we gave you the land and gave you the money to do the buildings? Then would you give us a university? And he said, if you give us the land and you give us the buildings, you got a university. Wow. When everybody else was accepting the no's, they went looking for the yes.
Yeah, looking for the yes. Wow.
Because they had the yes, money follows vision.
You
don't have to worry about finding money. Money will always follow a vision. And so they shared what the president said. In 90 days' time, they raised $10 million. Another 90 days, they raised another $10 million. And today, there are thousands of young people attending school and learning at University of California, Palm Desert, and Cal State, Palm Desert. Why? Because two people dared to believe that there was a yes waiting for them outside of the room full of no's.
Yeah.
I want to tell you today, God has an abundant life waiting for you. And some of you have been sitting around on the rocking chair, walking out to the mailbox, waiting for it to arrive. And all the time it's out there waiting for you to arrive.
Yeah.
So I want to challenge you today. Determine that before this next year starts, you're not going to the next year thinking on the level you're thinking now. That you're going to begin to do things to break out of the invisible walls. How do you do that? Next time you go to a restaurant, deliberately choose to go to a restaurant one level better than the restaurants you've been going to. Next time you rent a car one level better. Next time you stay at a hotel one time better. Next time you go with friends, invite some friends that are doing bigger things than you are doing and start surrounding yourself with bigger thinking people. Just start stepping out. You don't have to do anything radical. Just start moving. God directs your steps.
Amen.
And you will find that your life has taken on a whole different dimension by activating the prayer of Jabez. Lord, enlarge my territory.
Yes.
And when you enlarge your mental territory, your physical territory is going to follow suit.
Amen.
And that's what I encourage you to do today. I encourage you, don't stay where you are, but believe that your yes is waiting for you and go after it. How many are willing to do that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's say this together. Say it with me. Raise your hand and say it together. Father, I come to you today, and I thank you for your word. And your word clearly shows you want me to increase. So I make a decision. Increase is going to come in. And I believe increase is going to come out. And I thank you now. And I praise you for the increase that is coming my way. Now thank him for it. Hallelujah. Lord, it's coming. It's coming. I believe it, Father. I believe it. Oh, yes. Turn to 2 or 3 around you. Say, my yes is coming. My yes is coming. My yes is coming. Yes. Oh, I spent a lot of time in the Seattle area. And I came across this story in Seattle Times. If you're not familiar with it, Seattle is one of the fastest growing cities in America. Currently has more construction cranes operating than any other city, including New York City. Over 50,000 new employees going into downtown Seattle. Just incredible growth there. Also very expensive to live there. But anyway, so the traffic problem is really horrible. And this guy was frustrated because he was stuck in traffic, just taking forever to get home. And he noticed that in the high occupancy vehicle, the carpooling cars is zing, zing, zing. He said, that's the answer. So he tried to find somebody to ride with him. Couldn't find anybody. Sometimes when you go outside the wall, you've got to think it through. Not all ideas are God ideas. So he got this idea and he said, why don't I get a mannequin and dress it up and put it in the passenger seat? And then I'll just drive down the carpool lane. And they had a feature in the paper. And the feature said, dummy gets ticket for driving in carpool lane. And they were talking about the dummy in the passenger seat, but the dummy was the driver. I'll tell you why. The reason the state trooper pulled him over is he noticed that the passenger wasn't wearing his safety belt. But I say that story with you because I want to ask you, are you driving around with a dummy? I don't mean who's sitting in the passenger seat. I mean, what sounds are you listening to when you drive?
Yes.
Are you trying to have success and you're out through the radio, it's coming, you know, I was born to lose, I lost everything and now I'm losing you? Are you listening to all this talk radio all the time? I mean, a certain amount, okay, you know what's going on, but it's getting you all fired up and negative and mad, and then you're wondering why you're not having an increase, but you're creating a negative environment?
Come on, good work.
What if your life, what if for, between now and the beginning of the year, we drove around together? What if we like had times like this morning? You know, Miles Monroe said his life changed when he converted his car to a mobile learning center. And so I just mentioned to you because we have a couple specials available at the table. Again, if you're only going to get one series, I'd get this one, Great Multitude. We have a special we just put together. Somebody came to the table 3 weeks ago and said, how much if I buy everything you have? I said, not just what you have, everything you have, like all your DVDs, everything you have. And I said, I don't know. I said, it's over $1,000 a product. I said, I'll give it to you for $500. So we created a new special, everything we have for $500. But most of the time when we're at meetings, the series that people want to get, 80% of my sales in the secular arena are this. It's a series we put together, 6 different seminars. We put them all together. Great Multitude, the one I mentioned to you. Time Increase. How am I doing? Am I okay? I got to end this. It's one story. L.A. Coliseum. I promise I'll wrap this up. When you learn Time Increase, you recognize there's times when money, or time is more valuable than money. See, most people think, you know, money is more valuable than time. No, time is more valuable than money. And when you learn that displacement, when to displace it, your life takes on a different dimension. We 2 years ago, we went to the, or year, last year? 2 years ago. How long the Rams been here? Last year or this year? 1 year. All right, so we went to the game, first game between the Rams and the Seahawks. It was sold out. The crowds were back. The traffic was horrible. It was hot. And so because of that, we got in late. It was like 15, 18 minutes before kickoff. None of us have eaten. We go to get some food. The line's 30 minutes long. We're going to miss part of the game, this investment, all this effort. And I said, guys, go to get your seats. I'll take care of it. So Dr. Increase walks up to the front of the line. To the very first lady that's getting ready to order. And I said to her, oh, hi, what are you ordering today? She looks at me kind of funny. She says, 2 hot dogs and 2 Cokes. I said, I'd like to buy your lunch. She said, what? I said, yeah, I'll buy your lunch if you let me place my order at the same time. She said, okay. And I got to see the kickoff. Yeah, see, so time increase. How to create an environment of increase, break free financially, how to flourish in life's desert seasons, and defensive thinking. 6 seminars, hours and hours of teaching. It sells on our website for $5.95. We have it on sale today if you want to get it for half price. We're going to give you free deals, which makes it like a $700 package for half price. That's like $289, something like that. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, cash, check, airlines, first class upgrades. If you want to, you can get it on payment plans. If you want to get it in download and not just CD, you can save $50 and it's 3 payments, like $89. That's our first special. That's our second special. And that's all we'll do. Okay. What will this do for me? I can't tell you what it did for you. Let me tell you what it did for Randall. Last thing. When you were here last year, Our finances were very tight. When I bought your School of Increase, my wife almost killed me. As a result of what I learned and applied, in 1 year's time, our income went up 400%. We bought the business that I worked for and already owned 2 investment properties. Because life changed when his thinking changed. I want to end today with one last revelation. And I'd be negligent if I didn't share this. And I want to thank you for staying with me the extra 12 minutes. It's so hard because I have so much I want to impart into your life. You know, I don't need bookings. I'm not looking for bookings. I'm looking for changed lives.
Amen.
And that's my focus. I hope you understand my heart. My legacy is not going to be where I spoke and how many I spoke to and how much money I made and the fact that I had one day I sold $150,000 in product. My legacy is going to be the changed lives that I leave behind. There's a second meaning of the Hebrew word number 8. See, there's not just one. I had you 8, but in reality, there's really 2 meanings. The first meaning of 8 is going beyond normal. The second meaning of 8 is going from the natural to the supernatural. See, I can teach you, motivate you, get you to think bigger, get you to expand your territory, get you to set goals, increase your finances. I can teach you the first 8. But if I don't teach you the second 8, I've left out the best part. Because it's not just of the mind, there's a spirit. And when that spirit of God comes on you, it releases creativity. It empowers you. It releases ideas and strategies. Your steps become directed and you get divine appointments. Your life takes on a whole different direction. You go out to dinner with somebody and he says, your life changed our lives. We were plumbers and now we have 800 apartments all because of your ministry. We just made $7 million. We want to thank you here. We're giving you a red Bentley. That's how God can change your life. Just like that. Why? Because you have the spiritual aspect working in your life. So I want to challenge you today. Maybe you've never accepted Jesus because you thought it was all just about saving yourself from hell. No, it's about having a presence that can guide and direct you, empower you, give you peace in spite of any storm that you're going through, that can change your life. Or maybe you've once said the prayer and you've got away from it. Or maybe you just haven't been cognizant of his presence and churches have become go to church and Christianity is something you do like going to the club. And you need to bring his presence into your life.
Yeah.
As that's you today, I want to challenge you. Don't just take 1 8. We're offering 2 8s. And you get the second 8 through prayer. By saying, Jesus, I want your power in my life. With every eye closed, no one looking around for just a moment, you say to me, Bob, I either need to accept Jesus as my Savior, I need to come back, or I realize that I just need more of that power operating in my life. And if that's you, I'm going to raise your hand. We're going to say a prayer over you. Just believe for a quick change. Yes, 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 yes. Any others? Quickly. Yes, I see that. Yes. All over. Yes. Thank you. Let's say this prayer together and join with them. Whoops. Father, I come to you today. And I thank you for your word. But I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for your presence. And Lord, I want that operating in my life as something new or something greater. And I thank you now. And I praise you for the abundant life that comes from you. Now thank him for that. Praise you, Father. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. It's been great being with you.
Praise God. Bow your heads again for a moment.